months out of work, and it was hard to believe we had no presents for our children, and it was Christmas Eve. As I turned out the lights, I glanced across the street and saw my neighbor shoveling in snow 3 feet deep. What do we have to give? What is Christmas for? We'd used up all our savings and there wasn't any more than a heavenly reminder, like a voice from above. The only thing that matters is God's gift of love. I thought about my neighbor, alone and very old. I grabbed my coat and shovel, headed out into the cold. When he saw me coming, he gave a little shout. I'm spending Christmas with my son if we can get my car out. We talked as we shoveled, and he asked me what was wrong. I said, I'm nearly out of faith, and he said, son, be strong. As he drove out of sight, I stumbled home to bed. Next I knew 6 a.m. was what my clock said. For we'd used up all our savings and there wasn't any more than a heavenly reminder, like a voice from above. The only thing that matters is God's gift of love. My wife had gone downstairs and she came rushing back. On the porch she found a lot of gifts inside a big old sack. I ran downstairs to look, and sure enough it was true. And pinned to that old sack was a note that said, for you. It said, what do we have to give? What is Christmas for? I leave for you these presents, but I leave you something more. Hug your wife and hug your kids, this comes from up above. The only gift that matters is God's gift of love. Hug your wife and hug your kids, this comes from up above. The only thing that matters